Hare Krishna. This year there's an incredible opportunity to make spiritual advancement. That's Bhadra Purnima. It's coming on September 24th, 2018. It's the day that the Srimad Bhagavatam says is a great opportunity.
The Vedic scriptures say that human life is meant for self-realization. Life lived without dharma is a life lived in vain. Indeed, in the scriptures it is explained that when there is no dharma in human life, then such human life is not human life at all, but it is on the platform of animals. However, much confusion prevails about what dharma actually is. What constitutes dharma? What constitutes adharma? These are subjects that have been discussed down the ages. The Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a complete, comprehensive understanding of what this dharma is. And it is called Bhagavata Dharma. That dharma which pertains to Bhagavan, Lord Sri Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to King Parikshit. Present in that assembly was the great sage Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami went ahead to Naimisharanya, where there were many sages who were gathered. These sages asked Suta Goswami about what would happen to the people of this world now that Lord Krishna had departed for his abode. And Suta Goswami replied, Krishne Swadham Upagade Dharma Jnana Adhivisaha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Purana Arko Dunoditaha. He said, now that Lord Krishna has departed for the spiritual world, taking dharma, jnana, etc. with him, he has left behind the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana, which has arisen like the sun to dispel the darkness of ignorance of this age of Kali, the Kali Yuga. So it is this Srimad Bhagavatam that will show the way for the misguided people of this world who are suffering due to ignorance or want of an understanding of the goal of life. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is a glorious scripture that explains to us everything that we need to know. What is not in the Srimad Bhagavatam is not necessary for us to know. Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Sri Bhagavatam Ishite Tad Rasamrita Tattasya Nanyatrasya Dradhi Kvachit. The Bhagavatam itself explains that it is the essence of the entire Vedanta. The entire Vedic literature is vast. The Srimad Bhagavatam represents the condensed essence of all the Vedic scriptures. And for one who has tasted the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam, will not again be distracted or be attracted to any other kind of work, any other materialistic work. So the Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about the process of pure devotional service to Krishna, pure Krishna Bhakti. And therefore it is the topmost scripture. And amongst all the scriptures that are meant for Vaishnavas, for those who are devotees of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam is also the topmost. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami, he cites from the Skanda Purana some verses that indicate how important it is for us to hear, read, study Srimad Bhagavatam, and also to keep the Srimad Bhagavatam in our house, in our homes, and to worship it. The Skanda Purana says, Vaishnavani tu Shastrani, Ye Shrinvanti Pathanti cha, Dhanyasti Manava Loke, Tesham Krishna Prasidati. Vaishnavani tu Shastrani. So those scriptures that are meant for Vaishnavas, the Vaishnava scriptures, those who study for those who hear Shrinvanti and those who study and recite Pathanti, these scriptures, Dhanyasti Manava Loke, they become glorious in human society. Tesham Krishna Prasidati, and Krishna becomes very pleased with them. Further, the next verse says, Vaishnavani tu Shastrani Yesha Yanti Grihe Naraha Sarva Papa Vinirmukta Bhavanti Suravanditaha. Again, the word Vaishnavani tu Shastrani, meaning that for those who worship Archayanti Grihe Naraha, those people who worship, who keep the Srimad Bhagavatam at home and who worship the Srimad Bhagavatam and all such Vaishnava scriptures, they become free from all sinful reactions, Sarva Papa Vinirmukta, and Bhavanti Suravanditaha, they become worshipable for even the demigods. And finally, and this is Lord Krishna speaking to Narada, and he says, Tishthate Vaishnavam Shastram Likhitam Yasya Mandire Tatra Narayano Devaha Swayam Vasati Narada. He says, O Narada, for one who writes such literature glorifying Lord Krishna, Likhitam Yasya Mandire, in the temple, one who hears about Srimad Bhagavatam, or one who keeps the Srimad Bhagavatam at home, Tatra Narayano Deva Swayam Vasati Narada. So Lord Narayana, Lord Krishna personally resides in that home. In other words, if one gets a set of Srimad Bhagavatam and keeps it in one's house respectfully, offers obeisances to the Srimad Bhagavatam, worships it, and also regularly reads it, carefully studies it, recites it, and hears it, then such a person will be glorious in the entire planet. Such a person will obtain the mercy of Lord Krishna, because Krishna will be pleased with such a person. Such a person's sinful reactions will be destroyed. The demigods will want to come and offer obeisances to such a person. And Lord Krishna will personally reside in the house of such a faithful devotee of Krishna. So therefore, it is an act of great wisdom and fortune to have the Srimad Bhagavatam in our house, in anyone's house. So I would urge you to please get a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, keep it in your house respectfully, and also study scrutinizingly. And wherever you get the opportunity to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from faithful devotees of the Lord, please take this opportunity and make your human life perfect. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.